As the initial howls of certitude and exhilaration filled the boozy election night air on Tuesday, it was difficult to escape that intense feeling of relief inherent to the closing of a coarse political chapter. President Barack Obama, clearly the sane one in the presidential stakes, was far from a foregone conclusion, and it seemed that the toxic, spittle-borne rhetoric of Mitt Romney had done its job of engendering corrosive dissent. But the real takeaway from Obama's victory, at least for me, was that maybe, just maybe, honesty and social compassion prevail where dirty tricks fail. Case in point, now outgoing Republican State Representative Scott Plakin, whose outward aw shucks demeanor has always stood in stark contrast to his Bible-sharpened policy choices. In the final week of his contentious battle with Democrat Karen Castor-Dental, Plakin and his party took a clear-cut partisan race and dragged it through some twisted hyperbolic mud. A mailer was produced by a conservative electioneering group warning that Dental, a schoolteacher, was deep in the union pockets at the expense of impressionable children. But unlike typical mudslinging, this particular flyer made its claims atop a perp walk photo of convicted child molester Jerry Sandusky. Plakin assured me that he had nothing to do with the graphic juxtaposition, adding that he had apologized to Dental and her mother. He didn't, however, think that he owed anyone else an apology because he didn't do anything wrong, and he claimed, in politics, both sides are guilty. Not really, not like this. Plakin's diffusive backpedal talk of campaign reform rings hollow in the wake of his resounding defeat. Your affiliations are your fault, sir, whether that's politically expedient or not.